The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up a mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to James, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they had entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. How is your Lent? How is Lent going? How is your Lent going? You can answer. That's okay. Sometimes we don't really know how to answer that. I hope you're having a good Lent. Well, is that the good Lent? Do we want a good Lent? Yes, but sometimes we say no. During this week at some of you may know I also teach at the Catholic school where my daughters attend. It's been an interesting time this Lenten season. Some students were away, so we didn't really have a full class. So this week's lesson was on the great scriptural commentary that is Jesus Christ Superstar. So my students were indulged in this musical throughout the week, and there's a song, if you're familiar with the musical, "I Don't Know How to Love Him," and it's Mary singing it, Mary Magdala singing a ballad about her love and admiration for the Lord. And as she's singing, one of my students, and this is the key to know that your students are picking up on the details of the musical, all I hear is a sigh and say, "Girl, I know that's right." Right from the mouth of one of my seventh graders. So I knew she was definitely feeling what Mary was singing. On another occasion, I was asked briefly to watch over the fourth grade class as one of the teachers had to run down the hall. And as I go in, they know I'm a deacon. They see me at Mass, they see me do the blessings and be involved in all those things, which I love. And without a beat, as soon as I step in, one of the students looks at me and says, "My sister gave up macaroni and cheese for Lent." I said, "Well, that's a tough penance." And she said, oh, "I know. It's her favorite protein." I said, "Well," so let us continue to pray for our brothers and sisters who are giving up those proteins. Today's readings have a general theme, okay? And this is what theme I have pulled out. The general theme is, this is your fate, this is your destiny, but not yet. In the first reading, God foreshadows Abraham's destiny of descendants, but not yet. There's work to be done. There's messages to be shared. There's sacrifices to be made. In the second reading, Paul reminds us that our citizenship is in heaven. Joy is our crown. but not yet. In today's gospel, the Transfiguration grants us a glimpse into our own theosis, our own becoming Christ, but not yet. This morning, I'd like to approach the gospel from these directions, focusing on that theme, but first, looking at the logistics of the gospel. What is going on? Why is Elijah, Moses, what are they doing? And then I'd like to talk a little bit about the timing. Okay, so if you're keeping track, there's a first, a second, and a third. So when I get to the second, you say, well, he's almost done, thank God. The third, I want to bring it all together. What is this gospel saying to us today as we journey this season of Lent together? In today's gospel, we hear Luke's account of the Transfiguration. We hear how Jesus took Peter, John, and James up the Mount Tabor. Okay, that name's going to come up quite a bit. They don't mention what the mount is called in this gospel, but we know it to be Mount Tabor. At the top of the mountain, the travelers are joined by Moses and Elijah. But the question becomes, why these two? Why these two? Easily Adam and Noah, or Jacob and Joseph, or Isaiah or Jeremiah could have easily appeared accompanying our Lord in this transfigured moment. But in the Jewish tradition, it's recognized that there are two main ways of understanding God, and that is through the Torah, including the Judaic laws and practices of the Jewish faith, and also through the prophets, that is God making a human connection by communicating through humans, the prophets. In the Jewish tradition, when one discussed the law or the Torah, they thought of one person. Moses. Very good. We're paying attention. I like it. When they considered the Bible's prophetic writings, the greatest prophet that came to mind was? Very good. The law and the prophets. Moses and Elijah witnessed to Jesus because all of Scripture is inevitably going to witness to Jesus. The appearance of Moses and Elijah serves as an epiphany to the apostles, a realization that Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. He is the living Torah. He is greater than the prophets. He is with that which the prophets prophesies. The next question I'd like to address is, why today, the second Sunday of Lent, are we hearing the story of the Transfiguration? This question becomes even more puzzling when we recognize that the church already has a destined day to celebrate the Transfiguration, which is this year is August 6th, which is, by the way, the anniversary of Father Vin's first Mass as an ordained priest. How many years ago was it? 55 years of ordination? Looks good for his age, doesn't it? But why this day? Why the second Sunday of Lent are we hearing about this Transfiguration? To understand the timing of the reading, we should remember last week's reading, which focused on Jesus being tempted in the desert, a testimony of the temptations and struggles he faced through his very human and divine nature. In today's gospel, Jesus provides us with a portal into eternity through the Transfiguration. Through the Transfiguration, Jesus calls us in the very glory which he has with the Father. The timing of these readings reminds us that although we are human, although we are subject to the evil of the world, our true destiny does not lay in the desert. Rather, our truest selves were created in the image and likeness of God. God became human so we can become like God. Jesus displayed his transfiguration so we would know and accept our own call to be transfigured. On that mountain, Jesus revealed before mortal eyes the transcendence of truth, of who he is, of who Peter, James, John, and each one of us will become. Brothers and sisters, we don't want to be just witnesses to the transfiguration. We want to be part of that transfiguration. We want to experience it and live in it. We want to be absorbed in that sacred cloud, experiencing the transfiguring intimacy that the apostles experienced on Mount Tabor. We want to say from the very depths of our hearts, Master, it is good that we are here. But we can't. Not yet. Brothers and sisters, despite Peter's good intentions, there are a reason why there are no tents on the Tabor. This is because Jesus knew before he and any of us could truly be transfigured for eternity, we would have to climb another mountain. That mountain is Mount Calvary. Brothers and sisters, it is good that we are here, but we can't stay in the transfiguration. We've witnessed the glory to come in today's gospel. Now we have to bring to light all those things, those many things that are keeping us from being transfigured. That is what Lent is for. Like my fourth grade friend I mentioned earlier, each one of us is called to give up our favorite protein, our macaroni and cheese. Every time we confess a sin, brothers and sisters, we are transfigured in Christ. Every time we give selfishly, we are transfigured in Christ. Every time we put the other first, we are transfigured in Christ. Every time we deny our human desires and temptations, every time we open our hearts to the outcast, the neglected, the criminal, the aggressor, those on the fringes of society, we are transfigured just a little bit more in Christ. Every time we love our neighbor as ourselves, we are transfigured in Christ. Brothers and sisters, as we continue our journey through this season of Lent, let us be mindful in building each other up and supporting the other during this challenging time. Lent is challenging. This world right now is challenging. We don't have to look far to see that. But we are destined to be transfigured. Brothers and sisters, now you have an answer for when someone says, "How is your Lent going?" Simply say, "I'm getting there." Brothers and sisters, let us help each other get there. Let us help each other through our own journey to Calvary so that we can someday build and rest in the tents of the Tabor.